My name is Harry Hintlian. I own 102 acres just off of 93 on the Triple I Road interchange. And I just built a house there. It's actually a cabin. It's not my first house. It's not even my second house. And you know, it's not even my third house, but it's my most precious house. It's where my soul is. It's been that way for 40 years since I've owned this property. When I didn't have any money, but I borrowed and pledged just to have this precious piece of land. And I don't even want you to consider me, because I can move somewhere else. There are thousands, at least hundreds and hundreds of people that don't have that ability to move somewhere. These are the people that I want you to consider. These are the people that are the heritage of New Hampshire that live here. I don't live here. That doesn't mean this land is not as precious to me as everybody here. I hike on this property all year long. I snowshoe there. I've never done anything to hurt the property. I think most of you that know have been by that interchange on I-93 at Triple I Road. All of a sudden, the vistas open up to Franconia Notch. They're spectacular. Arguably, this is the most impressive, beautiful spot in the interstate highway system in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, at that point, it's also the most visible area to view the power lines that go up the corridor. They're visible on Barron Mountain approaching that interchange, and they're visible on Russell Craig as you continue on to Franconia Notch. Not only are they visible on the way to Franconia Notch, but from Franconia Notch all the way back for 17 miles, those power lines are visible on Barron Mountain. So we have a two-way picture here of a scarring. And basically, what this is all about, this is about how much are we willing to pay to have a scar on our face. Everybody that's in this room that is opposed to this project is opposed to this project because of the scar. And now we're trying to fight to see how much is going to be paid to have that scar. Some of us are not willing to have that scar. Some of us have a value system. Let's look at the value system of Franconia Notch, the old man of the mountain. This is the pinnacle of the values of the state of New Hampshire. Franconia Notch, the man of the mountain, symbol on the state. Guess what? That collapsed several years ago. And with it went part of our heritage. You can say all you want, but that's gone, and there's a lot of remorse that it's gone. That wasn't our fault. That was nature's fault. We couldn't do anything about it. So what do? We built a memorial. And now we have the memorial. It's fine and everything, but it's not going to bring back the old man of the mountain. So now we're going down the line to construct these unbelievably horrendous environmental scars on our property. I'm saying, where are our value systems? We have the Department of Environmental Science, EIS, that has gone out of its way to make the this state a model of soil and conservation and land development use, environmentalism. I know, because I have to go through them when I built my place, and it's still under construction. And you know something? It's cost me a lot of money, but you know, so I don't object, because my goals are the same as their goals. And then we have all these corridors. We have this environmental corridor down in Thornton along, we have a river corridor of 200 feet or 500 feet, just to preserve the integrity of the land and the soils and everything that we preserve and want everybody else to enjoy. We have strict zoning laws in some of these towns, unfortunately not yet in Woodstock, but we have strict building codes. Everyone is here in this area because they love the land and they love the beauty, and this is what they treasure. So we have all this, we have all this interest, we have all this, all these agencies working to strive to preserve what we treasure over here. You, if there's a stream or a brook or a trickle in this state that runs year-round and drops more than a cup of water a day, that's controlled by the state. So we have all this protectionism to make sure that we maintain the integrity of the beauty that we have, the heritage, some of which was lost through Franconia, through the old man collapsing. So we have all this infrastructure in place to maintain what we value here deeply. And then we have these monstrous 135-foot towers that are they're an environmental scar. Does it have to be soil that erodes, or trees that are erode the land, or buildings that are too close to each other, or pollution? Does it have to be that? Why can't it be? Why can't we appreciate the scar of these towers as an environmental scar? I mean, this is what we're all here for, the beauty to enjoy, to share with each other. And now we have this huge environmental scar that's going to throw everything backwards again. I'm surprised that the process has even gone this far, considering what's coming through and where it's going, because it's certainly not in the heritage of what New Hampshire's trying to promote. Through the beauty and tourism. I don't even care. I don't know anything about the financial feasibility of this, who it rewards, who it doesn't. There's so many arguments and everything like that. I'm telling you the reality of what we all understand. We all understand the scar.